Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, this evening up to 8 o'clock, Tuesday Live, the name of the show. Thank you so much to Johan. Thank you. You sound very healthy today. I can tell. You know, the rest that I saw you taking yesterday really has paid out. And if people could just know what you go through, and they just are delighted by the beautiful voice, the words of goodwill on air, and the things that you go through, you know, work that you have to do. You're a family man also, you know. You have to take care of grandkids, be there for grandkids, baptismals and events. Sure. And I want to play this song, Johan, just to say thank you. We say thank you to the Father. Thank you that you are alive. Let us thank him for the gift of life.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
He says, thank you for this gift of life, O Father. Thank you, Yahuwah Elohim, for the gift of life. He says, thank you for the gift of life, that I can be able to give more out of it. Thank you so much that I can be able to do so much more out of it. Johan, you're doing more out of it, so much out of it. And then he says, I love the sun, the sunshine and the sunset. I like and love to hear the sounds of the wind. And I imagine you, I saw a photo, you sent me a photo of you sitting there by the ocean, looking at the horizon. I said, this song is befitting. Depositing and depositing into people's lives. And the way it says, never grow weary while doing good. May the Father bless you abundantly.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, and I am talking to Baruch Yah. He's online. Professor Buisondezi is not available. He's in the Western Cape, the University of the Western Cape there. There are graduations that are taking place. And for your information, she's not a fake professor. She is indeed an HOD at the University of Johannesburg, and also a devout child of the Most High, a pastor. All right, let me welcome Baruch Yah in Cape Town. Mayaki, greetings to you.
Shalom, my aunt. Shalom to you, my aunt. Shalom to your family. Shalom to the Radio Pulpit family. Also, shalom to Professor Buisondezi in absentia. I trust you are well, and greetings in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach of Nazareth. And trusting we're going to have a beautiful show. Alala.
Alala, absolutely. Did you hear the song, This Gift of Life by TP?
I did, my aunt.
What does it remind you of?
I did. It reminds me of my radio days, of course. I was watching a documentary of him last week, actually. So Hakuka TP, I'm like, wow, action. As if he knew that I was listening to him, yeah.
In the documentary, did you see how he was snatched from the church?
Like everything. Hey, that man was talented.
And a minister.
From childhood, I think as a teenager, not even a teenager.
Small child.
Very young, still a child, yes.
Theodore.
In church and all that. So he was like wonderful.
That's why he made that song. Somebody told me to deliver this message. He says, at some stage, he walked into this other church. He found them playing the song. And then he said, okay, let me just do it, perform it for you. Because also it was a revelation of his calling to preach and to evangelize, which he never did.
Uh-huh.
And we know the consequences. We know the direction.
Absolutely.
But then he says, I want to thank the Father for this gift of life so that I can continue to pour into others the beauty that is in this gift of life.
Yeah.
These are some of the songs that he was prohibited, to perform, because the ones that he had converted to, who became his bosses, wanted him to be a sex symbol, not a minister.
Hey, Mr. Female Bender.
Yeah, Bamu. Hey. And he sold his soul. Hey. That's it. Anyway. I hope everything is fine. How's the boy? Is the boy doing well?
No, everyone is well, my Afi. It's just the ups and downs, but nevertheless, everything is great. We bless Abaya for each and everything. And even for those challenges and circumstances that may not be pleasing at the time, you know. But yeah, otherwise, Ramulebuha, we're pushing, everything as well.
You know, it is amazing what people are going through, man. You know, listen to Johan. You know, on Monday, he is having this dinner with his Churchill book, and of course, a very busy week. Tuesday, there's a problem with his teeth. Remember, this guy has to talk now, his teeth, you know. And then again, the ligaments on his shoulder, then gone to hospital. The ligaments on his shoulder, they start to do all those kinds of things. Yeah? Friday, he's in PE for a metric dance. The grandchildren. And then Saturday, back, you know. Yeah. For baptismals. And then wakes up to a beautiful spring morning in Pringle Bay. And we complain. And here are some people who are going through a lot. And they still sound so good on air.
I'm telling you.
These are not robots. These are people.
Hey, It's challenging, you know, especially when you do the work of the Most High.
Yes.
There's so many challenges that wants to move you in a different direction.
Mm.
But we barak Abaya with everything, that people like Johan, they keep on soldiering on.
Yes.
Irrespective of the circumstances.
Absolutely.
People like you, my aunt, the work that you're doing is so wonderful.
We give the Father the glory, my Afi. The majesty,
amen,
and the honor. He is always wonderful in our lives. He guides us. Now, you know, tonight we are going to touch something quite interesting. And I see much of the times we overlook this. We are touching on spiritual ignorance. Are you with me, my Achi?
Yeah, yes, my spiritual ignorance. Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And then Professor Buyisandezi is not in tonight, so we pre-recorded all her inputs because she's in Cape Town. We had to record them. And so that it would be as if she is present. So we recorded them. We trust that they will bless as many of us in a mighty way. Because right now, they are actually busy. Yes. Her firstborn is receiving her master's degree tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, that house. Hey, that house is the house of the learned. Bonk, even the children, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, we said we are touching the issue of spiritual ignorance, what it is even all about. The ignorance of the word, which is also deemed as spiritual foolishness. I'm looking at Isaiah 29:11. It says, "The whole vision has become to you like the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one who is literate, saying, 'Read this, please.' And he says, 'I cannot, for it is sealed.'" Yet you were told, "Read," and you say, "I cannot," but you are literate. You know it is sealed. You can open and read, but you say, "I cannot." Right?
Sure.
We have such people today. And the father says, "Take this step," and you say, "No, I cannot." We ignore the command by negating towards it the command of the father. Spiritual ignorance also is spoken of in Matthew 12, verses 3. "But he said to them, 'Have you not heard what David did when he was hungry? He and those who were with him, have you not heard?" Spiritual ignorance is when we tend not to hear what the Father has commanded to be done. When we pretend as if we didn't hear what the Father has commanded to be done. The Father says, "Live upright." We go on and say, "But I'm human. I got feelings." The Father says, "Pray." You say, "But I got something to read first before I pray. Or I'll pray after I have cooked dinner for everyone."
Yes, Chef.
And the Father says, "Call someone and talk to them words of exhortation." And you go like, "Yeah, but when he or she had money, they were all up there." Yeah. Spiritual ignorance, when the Father says, "Pray that this disease should go away from you," and you say, "It is scientifically impossible for that to happen." That's spiritual ignorance. When the Father says, "Wait, I will give you a partner that will become your spouse. I will get someone for you that will be a spouse. I will show you, guide you to that person." And you go like, "But I already have a high school sweetheart. I heard some psychologist says when someone is your friend, you will make a better marriage." Duh.
Hey.
And the father just said, wait. The father says, "Wait, I will bless you. I know you want a car, I will bless you." And you go into debt. Now you are 1 million, 1.4 million deep into debt. And the father says, "As a nation, pray towards me. Pray about this nation. Pray for those in leadership. Pray for the things that are happening in the politics, in the religious, in the spiritual, pray." And you go like, "But we are praying for our church. There's nothing wrong in our church. The numbers are growing." Spiritual ignorance implies also, the father says, "Talk about this, but you have a message that you want to give because you saw some people doing some things. So, Spiritual ignorance is also that we negate that which is the word of the Most High, which is profitable for instruction. And we replace the word of the Most High with our own instruction. And someone would say, "How?" And I would say, with the very same constitutions that we have made in your churches, which has almost nothing to do with the father. Others are based on what Western constitutions, not on the word. And the father says, separate for me Barnabas and Saul for the work that I want them to do. But you, as a leader, you hate the one that is Saul. So you actually anoint your own son to do the work that the father said you should anoint the other person to go and do. And then that person goes on, and then somewhere, somehow along the way, he experiences shipwreck multiple times, going down with a lot of people. Spiritual ignorance also, when you look into Matthew 19, verses 4, he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female? And we overlook this. We overlook this. We say he made male. Yeah, he made male. The male is in his image. Not the woman. They cut off the woman. They dissect the woman. Spiritual and physical. Matthew 22, verse 29. Yahusha answered and said to them, you are mistaken, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of the Elohim. And today, when people stand up on the podiums, because they are going to get rid of this word pulpit, they are going to get rid of it. It's going to be podiums. And when they get on the podiums, when they open their mouth, what comes out of their mouth is not the word of the Father. It's only words of error and mistakes, words of error. Like Christ speaking to these Pharisees and everyone else. You are mistaken, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of the Elohim. Today people are going, and you will see these inyangas are going to come out on television. Let me tell you what the devil is doing now. All the ministries that were started with gimmicks and the swindlings of monies and all those kinds of things. Now, and those who started through EMT and all those kinds of things. There is coming a time for a payback. The devil needs, because you are renting, he needs his payments. And you will see now, television programs are going to go into the church services. Umuntu akhulukela akhulekela abantu, and people going like, oh, hallelujah. And baza bangena abantu nomuntu onesisu. And not accusing you falsely. Bakhomba neyilipi ze abortion ukuthi umnikezile, ba checka laphana, uwe ikhadi lakhe liswipe laphaya. It's your card. Because we are mistaken by ignoring the law of the Most High and the power of Yahuwah, our Elohim. And so people have gone on to look for power from the inyangas. Izanusi. I will not say which doctor. Intentionally so. I will not say that. You will say it on your own. I want to speak even those that you justify. Because when you say which doctors, and you go like, oh, which inyang is that right? Anyone who practices ubutagat, which means to take that which is good and manipulate it for evil so that it can bring pain to people. Ubutagat. And because of this, also the ignorance of the power of the Most High, the devil is going to bring his own agents to perform his powers there. Remember, the devil also brought his own agents before Moses. They turned their staff into snakes. And so, also that is occurring even in the churches today. human trafficking and all those things, the ignorance of the word of the Father and the power of the Most High. We see those kinds of things. It's one of the saddest of all moments. But we really need to be very careful each and every time.
Masimdumise rhoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenene. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina kuKristu. Let's praise him ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. I'm talking to Barak Yar. And of course, also Professor Buyisondezi is will be touching base with her. We've made some recordings earlier on. And Mayahi, what comes to mind, man? This kind of ignorance that we see these days, quite sad.
Thank you, Mayahi, for the opportunity. Truly, spiritual ignorance is the topic that we're looking at. And we can say, as you've already highlighted, that it refers to lack of understanding or lack of awareness about, should I say, the spiritual concept or the practice or the belief. And not, it's the belief to the Heavenly Father, right? Meaning that Him alone. So that is when we are ignorant of Him, ignorant of His word that He's speaking, ignorant of His teachings. So, which means in our unawareness, we start to dismiss everything that the scripture guides us to do.
Yeah.
We become deaf, we become blind, and we don't have His ruach that guides us, that leads us to the light, but instead we are conforming to dogmas of this world. So I would like to say also ignorance may arise from various factors, because Babangwe, we're looking at the cultural influences. You know, and all that, and we're thinking that it is the way in which we are able to connect with our Heavenly Father. So we end up being exposed to different so-called spiritual traditions. You know, because this church is full, or we've been told that, hey, this pastor is making miracles, we just run without looking and observing for it. Is he going according to the word or not? But So this would include to us, we need to read the words of the Most High. We need to pray, right, in order for us to be able to see His manifestation. We need to put His word into practice. So now, when we're not doing that, it means then that there is ignorance already, because then that which is important, which is supposed to help us to grow, that which is supposed to enlighten us, that which is supposed to deepen our connection with our Heavenly Father, then it's not there. There's no connection. Mm. We can't hear him speak. Mm. We don't hear anything from him. So we're doing our own will. So it means then there's ignorance. Because ignorance is that nka go bitsa my ah, but then o botsa nka ra go bitshebela kwa. O ntse o maybe o nkutlwa gore ke a bua, ke bua le wena or ke a bitsa. So now, Abba brings the words in many in many ways. For instance, Radio Pulpit is another platform in which the word is delivered by various pastors. Now, you listening, you hear what is being spoken of, and some of these things, maybe you even know, right? This is what the word says, but we tend to blind eye and go clubs and want to follow our own things, like you said earlier on, over and no, I must cook first, and then the word will come later. So we're not prioritizing that which is of Abaya, but we always want to give him the last fruits instead of the first fruits. So that is now we need to look at, we have cultural influences. For instance, we can have many societies that would prioritize material success. You know, agree with the koloi and all that. So we get lured because we go the hariakwa retokra prophecy, and prophecy will tell me that I'm going to be a millionaire. So which is something that is far away from the word of Abba, but it's about me now. You know, and the same person who prophesies, is it what he hears? Is it what the word says? The word doesn't say anything about you prophesying me and telling me about being a millionaire, but we have to teach according to the word. But we find, Kure, we have these churches that have prophecy time, and everything that is there is not in line with the scripture, but people are doing their own things to tell people, Kure, on Alebana, like, you know, this is what you're doing, you know, all those kind of things. Those are the things that shows Kure, there's so much or too much ignorance when it comes to the word. So as individuals may follow also religious framework without questioning, you know, or exploring own beliefs leading to a superficial understanding. So we have to know for everything that we go through, it has to be in line with the word. Proverbs 1:7 says, "See, the fear of Elohim is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." So the verse emphasizes the importance of reverence of Abba Yah, right? As it is the starting point for gaining the true wisdom. So in the book of Isaiah that you quoted from, which speaks that, read this please, then they will answer, I can't, it is sealed. It shows that there is that disconnection. It shows that we're not aligned to his word, because there is a mark in which you and me need to walk by. There is the way in which you and me need to follow. But then, if we're not following or going according to that mark or that way or the pattern, it means then we are lost. It's pure ignorance. We're carrying Bibles to church for what? Nothing. To show off. Because we are not putting that which we read into practice. And hence now, when we read the book, it will be closed or we cannot be able to understand it. It cannot be able to manifest. And we are speaking of the word of Abba, which is life. That is why when we read it, you can read it 100 times, but you can also get more, like you can go deeper and deeper and deeper, you know, with different understanding where it gets clearer and clearer and clearer. But you'll find the person just reads, but it's just dead unto him, because there is no enlightenment. There's that disconnection, you know, which is supposed to connect us to the Father, because that is the most important thing that we ought to do. Remember, Ngore, we are the ambassadors. We come to represent the kingdom of heaven here on earth. So everything that we do, it has to be in line with what he has proposed us to do. But the minute we shift and do what is ours, then it means we're not following into his plan, but we are doing dilotharona. So it is quite important for us to be able to learn, to be able to can even understand that by reading, and also by checking for orienting, is there the word, number one, is it read and is it practiced? And not just the word, but the word of Elohim. Not words that, because we want to be millionaires, then we need to be flocking there. The words that are sweeter to our ears, that are tinkling the ears. But it has to be the word that is of truth. Are we people that love truth? Do we want to be connected with the truth? Because we can hear stuff, we can hear anything else, but the important thing, the most primary thing, is his word. That is what now connects us to him, and we can then no longer be ignorant when it comes to learning about him or wanting to have a communication with him and to be guided by him, of course. Amen.
I hear you quite well. If you just joined us, welcome to it. We are talking about spiritual ignorance as to what it is even all about.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Send us your WhatsApps. It's 0826572729. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this. The very issue and aspect of spiritual ignorance, even amongst us, among the things that the Father is really instructing us, even about our own nation. Are we ignoring that, or are we paying attention? About the church, about some politics in the church, the instructions of the Father, are we taking heed to that or ignoring that? What are some of the things that you would say, yeah, I think we are ignoring these things, which the Father has been saying for quite some time to the church, and hey, looks like the church really is taking another direction. We are happy with weddings and celebrations and anniversaries. Hey, there's very, very little about the salvation of souls these days. A person can preach for 2 hours and no one getting saved. And still beg, a lot of money. I've seen some of the people who get paid 25,000 rands just to go and preach at the place. This excludes transport and accommodation. 25,000 rands, I mean. And they go on and speak things that are not even in the word. One friend of mine was telling me about one who is supposed to speak the word, was telling them about, pray to your parents that are in heaven, because they are your ancestors. I mean, that's what it means. Why in the word do you see that? Have we gone to an extent that we ignore the word to such an extent that we listen to our leaders? Whatever they say, we don't verify as to whether it is in the word. Not like those of Berea, the Bereans, who were verifying that, hey, this Paul, we want to see if whatever he is saying is in the scripture, then we will accept it. And say, oh, they didn't never say, hey, this is the Paul who shook off a snake that had bitten him, he never died. You know, no. They went on to say, we want to see that whatsoever it is that he says is in scripture. How about us these days? Are we keen on following the word? Listen to this. John chapter 20, verses 9. For as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. They did not know the scripture. Today, it's very normal to have people who do not know the scripture. Let alone misquoting it. I'm talking about those who don't know the scripture. And their leaders, their preachers. They were put there by their parents. They inherited these ministries. They inherited this. This is, the church has become a business. We see those kinds of things really happening, and we ask ourselves, do we realize how much of a cobweb we have set ourselves under? Let's listen to Professor Buyiso Desi. Professor, greetings to you and welcome. Let's see if we can get her properly. Well, Professor Buyiso Desi, let's see if we can really get her quite clearly. Greetings, Professor.
Greetings, Brother Ray. Thank you so much for that welcome. I also greet our brother, Brother Barukia, not forgetting our family, a beautiful family of Radio Pulpit. I greet you all in the powerful name and the glorious name of our King Yahushai HaMashiach. Spiritual ignorance, like you would mostly say, what is it even all about? I will define this by saying this is a state or a condition that is characterized by lack of knowledge in as far as spiritual matters are concerned. It means a person suffering from this condition does not understand, does not have wisdom about the spiritual matters. These are the matters that give life, light, and knowledge in how you would walk as a child of the Most High. So it means for us as the people of God, we need to strive to be enlightened. We need to strive to know the will of the Father, to know what we should do. When we look at the scriptures in Psalm 119, verse 130, it says, the entrance of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. So in other words, for us to deal with the issue of spiritual ignorance, we need to firstly embrace the word of the Most High. It is the word of God that will come into the life of a believer and brings light and bring understanding. If we understand that he, our God, our King, our Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach, is the word, it means he becomes the first person to embrace for us to get out of spiritual ignorance before we could even hear more of his words that he will speak of. So in other words, if I have taken him as the Lord, as the word, he will bring light into my life. But after that, I need to also listen to his words that will continue to bring light unto my feet and guide me as the child of the Most High. The danger then, Brother Ray, comes in when we think we are in the light because we have received him as the Lord, and we ignore the daily words that he speaks. It is those daily words that will keep on enlightening us, shining our path with his power that is in the word. So if we will be in God but ignore the words and the word of God, we will immediately or will be drawn into ignorance because there is no light that we are living under. So in other words, God wants us to be more enlightened, more knowledgeable, so that we can apply that knowledge in our daily work. This became so very serious, Brother Ray, to a point where Paul had to pray about this because he understood without the enlightenment, people will remain in ignorance. And hence God says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge, for the lack of spiritual understanding. And hence Paul started by praying for the church of Ephesus. We find this in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 to 19. Let's quickly read this passage that you may know that this is very, very dangerous if we will stay in that state of ignorance without being enlightened by the word of the Most High. It starts by saying in verse 16, "Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the work of his might." So in other words, when we are enlightened, these are the things that will begin to manifest in our lives. And Paul prays for these believers that they may get this understanding and they may get out of darkness so that they may receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of the Most High. And how do we see that people have received the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge? It is when the eyes of their understanding are enlightened. When the eyes are enlightened, it means there are results that will follow the enlightenment that will say this person has illumination that comes from the word of the Most High, and we need to therefore strive to get illumination that we may get out of ignorance. And ignorance is equated to darkness, so it means there are areas of spirituality that will remain in darkness if we are not going to intentionally work on those issues of our lives. But how do we intentionally work at our spirituality and in areas where we need light? We do this by embracing the word of the Most High. We do this by purposefully going to God and asking him for guidance that we may be taken out of ignorance, lest we die because of this lack of knowledge. And when he continues praying here, Paul says, when I pray, or when you have received this enlightenment, you will know what is the hope of his calling. You will know what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. You will also understand the power that the Lord has and has given and released to us. So if we know these things, it means our work in him and with him will be different. Knowledge brings a different conduct because you apply a certain understanding in your walk. But if you are spiritually ignorant, you will walk as the person of the world. You will walk as the one who does not know who he is because there is no enlightenment. So this is a very serious matter. We need to deal with it by the word of God, asking the Holy Spirit to guide us. Spiritual ignorance becomes the foundation for us to walk and to live a successful life. Before I could let go of this segment, Brother Ray, let me also go to Ephesians 4, verse 17 to 19. As we still hear Paul speaking about enlightenment, it means he was really, really concerned about the people of God being enlightened for them not to remain in ignorance. Starting from verse 17 to 19, it says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their minds." Let me stop right there. I'll continue. What this verse is saying is when people are enlightened, their walk is also different. When the people are in ignorance, you also see them by the steps they take and what they do, because they are informed by the condition that they are at. Remember when we started, we defined spiritual ignorance as a state and as a condition that portrays lack of knowledge in as far as spiritual matters are concerned. The unfortunate thing is that this state informs your walk, informs your conduct, informs your decision. And he says here, "I pray that you no longer walk in accordance to the way that the Gentiles are walking in the futility of their mind." They walk this way because of their state. The state of mind informs their walk.
I hear you. I hear you quite well, Professor. Thank you so much. And of course, you can send us your WhatsApps. Tell us what kind of spiritual ignorance are you aware of? And those that we see even amongst us, you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Okay, when it comes to the word, much of the times we become those people who ignorance also means the rejection of the word, you know, the rejection of the influence of the word, and the rejection of the precepts that are written in our hearts by the Father himself. And we get into the notion of a disfigurement, a spiritual disfigurement that is brought on by the sins of ignorance. And we need to be careful about this. We really need to be careful about this because it really sets us off. It breaks us down. And much of the times we don't pay attention to this. It becomes a big problem. So send us your WhatsApps. I see WhatsApps have come through there. Prince, thank you so much. I see there. Waruna, thank you so much. Juanita, thank you. Those who have sent WhatsApps, I see them there. Keep them coming. That is 082657-2729. 082657-2729. Spiritual ignorance these days. And let's stick to that. Let's stick to that. Spiritual ignorance these days. Let's stick to that and not cast aspersions, but stick to that. And the problem with us these days when it comes to spiritual ignorance is the very fact that we have gone on to ignore that which the Father says. And this is setting us off. And I want to read some few notes here, my Achi, before I give over to you, sir. I want to read some few notes that are there, which are brought on by a spiritual ignorance of a sort. There's a sort of it, you know, that comes much of the times. Right. When you go on into the word, you would see amongst many things. It says, this book of the law, Joshua 1:8, shall not depart from your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night and do as it says. Then shall you have good success and progress. The ignorance thereof, it means you are setting yourself up for all failures that come with ignorance. And many people don't see that quite clearly. All failures that come with that, you are setting yourself up for that. And that is where we miss it much of the times. Now, someone said, ignorance, and I'm going to read this also. In Judges chapter 2, verse 10, when all the generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them, who did not know the Elohim, nor the work he had done for Yasharal. Spiritual ignorance is also when we see amongst ourselves rising those people who do not know about the Father and his works. And these people, Mayahi, are being raised from our own families, from our own communities, these very communities that have these marvelous church buildings. I wonder if you have traveled in Pretoria. Every second street there's a church, or in one street you can see three churches. Here in Pretoria.
In one street, you can see two. Two churches. If you go to town, I was in Jersey some few days ago, and there you would see those who have rented these business places and have turned them into churches. So I'm saying, this very generation that doesn't know the Father grows up under these conditions where there are two churches in the same street. There's something wrong with us. Job chapter 4 verse 21 says, does not their own excellence go away? Their own excellence, does it not go away? They die even without wisdom. Spiritual ignorance. It's when we rely on our own excellence which dies out and we are left without wisdom. It is when we accept our own excellence above the wisdom of the Father, in other words.
Mm.
What comes to mind, Mahe?
Esh, Mahe, Tuda. Ari, it's important for us to know and understand the word of Abba, what it means to us.
Mm.
You know, we shouldn't take it for granted.
Yes.
And also, we shouldn't opt for shortcuts, you know, because at times it's because of we're looking at situation and because we're driving a better car or then we seek shortcuts and we end up going to altars of darkness, going to seek the Dilosamuso and teach. So, Abba must really help us, as you mentioned in the book of Joshua 1, where he says, this book must not depart from us. Day and night, we ought to meditate on it in order for us to find favor, in order for us to prosper. So now, when we, as I said, disconnecting from the word, I'm tired, I've got this to do, and all that, it's that spiritual ignorance. And it will start to grow, you know, like a balloon. As you keep on inflating it, it gets to be bigger. So the more every time it stops little by little, procrastination, and eventually now we're no longer reading the word. So we need to be careful of that spirit, that it needs not to find a space.
Yeah.
You know, it is quite important so that we shouldn't be set up for failures, as you've said. I think when we read Deuteronomy chapter number 6 from number 4 to number 8, it instructs us, right, to love Yahuwah Elohim with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our beings. And also, the words of this book, we need to ensure that it passes from generations to generations.
Mm.
There shouldn't be a generational gap. Because once there's a generational gap, it would mean that there will be a generation that will grow not knowing about Him. And now, it would mean that they have to go again and start afresh. Instead, we could have made things easy for them to look for the truth. Then we ensure that we teach them so that it can continue easily.
Yeah.
But for the fact that there's that generation of death, it causes a problem for us. I people are also to look at the book of Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1 says, number 20, for since creation of this world, His invisible qualities have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, both His everlasting powers and mightiness, for them to be without excuse, right? because although they knew Elohim, they did not esteem him as Elohim. More gave thanks, but became vain in their reasonings, and their understanding heart was darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools. They changed from the esteem of the incorruptible to the likeness of an image of a corruptible man and of a four-footed beast and of reptiles. So we will be making a mistake. And this is now, we would have people, Baba Okami, the Kereke worldwide, barren law. For instance, same-sex marriage is allowed. It's contrary to the word.
Yeah.
Because we seek to want to please people or to please democracy, instead of going according to the word. So when we start to do that, because once we take or make such decisions whereby we tend to ignore what the word is saying and we want to say, but we are showing love by doing this. You know, it's also a good thing and all that. We should be looking at what the word is, because the word is the one that brings judgment. It is quite important for us to say we cannot. So now this verse, it is highlighting this connection that we have, because then it shows us we have so much ignorance in terms of we can see that for things to, we can look at animals, that for them to multiply, for them to mate. Now, how do we get, or how did we get to now where we say, no, it's fine for two males to can marry each other and so on. And now, it is now the highest office of the church that is now proclaiming that, to say no. And you even see these people having the flex study gates, even the presidents of the world. Yeah. Right now, we have countries that they are being funded again. So now, because they are against same-sex marriages, you find that they say, no, we no longer help you. Yeah. Because it's against human rights, you know, because people now have got to turn into animals. And it will start with this, and it will go as far as your pedophilia, it will go as far as bestiality. You know, that's the direction where it's going, because it comes little by little. It comes little by little. And that's this democracy that what this democracy is bringing us. So we need to be very careful. So, I mean, what we need to look at a lack of spiritual understanding or ignorance can lead to the feeling of emptiness, anxiety, or disconnection.
Yes.
So we need to be very, very much careful in terms of this walk that we want to walk, because now going away, we get overwhelmed with what we're going through and we tend to disconnect. Instead of, that is the time when we need to spend time in the Word, because the Word is a sword.
Yeah.
And it is something that can be able to help us to be able to fight the enemy, to be able to break the yokes that we're going through. So the word of Abba also comes in as fire. That is why you find people saying fire, fire, fire. But it is not just saying fire, fire, fire. But we need to be reading it. We need to be meditating on it. We need to be able to have the understanding of the word. So when we sit and we go through it, and I often would advise people to say, you need to speak it loud, you know, as you speak it loud, so that it should manifest that which you speak. So, Keratina, Professor Buyi touched on one of the verses that I had, which is the book of Ephesians 4 as well, right, which speaks of that we should no longer be walking with Gentiles, because then otherwise we get darkened in their understanding. So it is very much important for us to walk in the light, to know that this word, it is the word which was spoken when there was chaos, when there was darkness, and when it was spoken, light became. Things started to form shape. So it is what we need in our lives. So I want to look at also the scripture in the book of Romans, chapter number 10, number 2 and 3, which says, "For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for Yahuwah, but not according to the knowledge," meaning that our knowledge, "for being ignorant of the righteousness of Yahuwah and seeking to establish their own." So now we cannot want to start our own vision or to start our own path. Meanwhile, everything has been set for us. So we need to follow that which Abba Yahuwah had put for us. So it's a pattern that we just need to follow. That is why Hamashiach says, "I am the way." So he is the way. So all we need to do is to follow him, because he knows the direction that leads to the Father. So it becomes important as well. So we can say we having the understanding, we stay in his righteousness. We stay in the word that is of truth, because the Psalm 119:105 says, "His word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path." So it becomes so very much important for us, because in this we are seeking that which is of the truth. And when we say spiritual ignorance, it is about the relationship that we have with, or that we should have with our Father, and not other. When you speak to a person about it, "I'm spiritual," and you know, we're not looking at the other spirituality that's out there, but it is now the relationship with the Father, the relationship with the Supreme Creator, the relationship with the Most High. That is what we need to nurture all the time.
Hala. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We are taking note on this very issue. This is the issue of spiritual ignorance, what it is even all about. I need to hear from you as to what you make of it. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And let's hear what you say. Prince says, "Varuti, greetings. Spiritual ignorance is the bane of many Christians." Memory verse. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." Hosea 4:6. We change God's laws in order to benefit us by taking lie and turn it into truth in our eyes. Shalom Baruti, I am on duty. This is Prince who has written for us. Prince is on duty. Prince, we appreciate you. Big time. We appreciate you big time. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.